Hi, this is Mike Essen. I have to talk to you about something about the film criticism world. And it's actually two religious-based films. One I reviewed publicly and gave 4 stars called The Passion of the Christ, which was very controversial, though I never understood why. I'm glad it was for 2 reasons. First of all, it was so much fun talking about it and actually seeing it, the 4-star movie that it was. Actually, I may not have seen it if it wasn't. And later I'll talk about a movie called The Last Temptation of Christ, which I never spoke about because I just saw it recently. It came out in 1988, was very controversial. I'll save my review till later. Actually, because it's around the 8th anniversary of the release of The Passion of the Christ, so I'm going to re-review it. I still give the movie 4 stars. I am not a Christian, but you don't have to be to give this movie 4 stars, because the reason why I give it 4 stars in face value is it set its message across perfectly. Yes, of course it was gory, but I mean, come on. Do you honestly think that if you were beaten as many times as he was, what do you expect? A little blood? Come on. Second of all, you know what's moving about the film more than anything? If you look at everybody's reaction around when Jesus was being beaten, you know, that was so moving. There was one scene where his mother, Mary, was touching his feet, crying, where my heart stopped. It was a beautiful, wonderful film. And about the anti-Semitic allegations, don't believe any of it. It is absurd. Now, this is why it is so absurd. Now, if you have seen the movie, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you haven't, please see it anyways, but you'll understand what I'm saying anyhow. There's no movie about the crucifixion or the story of Christ or the Gospels where no Jewish authority is blamed. But here, there are a lot of positive Jews in the film, actually more than negative. In fact, in one scene, one of the Romans, who, by the way, were portrayed much worse than Jews were, called one of the Jewish disciples a dirty Jew. That would never be in any anti-Semitic film. Never. Now, I can see how people perceive it that way, but it's funny that the ADL, who've become a very crywolf organization, they condemned the movie before they saw it, and when they saw it, they saw it illegally. Like, without saying they would see. I don't know if it was illegal, but it was unethical. And by the way, Abe Foxman would not go on Michael Medved or Steve Kane's show. He is a coward, and there's nothing good I can say about him, because honestly, it's not a show about him, but you get the point. It is absurd as saying, well, Schindler's List is anti-German, and about Mel Gibson, he actually had less to do with producing the film than Little. This is aside from the point, but there was no excuse for him not to repudiate his father's statements about the Holocaust denial. You know, all he had to say was, at the least, I love my father, but I disagree with him. However, he is an anti-Semite later in the show, but it has nothing to do with his movie. Like a very bad movie he made, Apocalypto, you can't say that was anti-Semitic because he made it. Now to The Last Temptation of Christ. This I remember very clearly. Now, this was a movie that was very controversial in its day because, you know, it made Jesus out to be more human than divine for many reasons. And the fundamentalists opposed it. I think they made a very big mistake. Not because they advocated government banning it, but, you know, first of all, don't deprive people of seeing in any way a movie. I think trying to boycott movies are stupid. And they gave the movie so much publicity just by protesting that they said nothing. But out of curiosity, it was on Netflix streaming. Please don't watch it. I couldn't finish it. This is how bad the movie was. I remember there was a scene where Harvey Keitel had orange hair and a Brooklyn accent talking like Sylvester Stallone to Jesus. And there was some narration that sounded something like, I was thinking. And I was, as I was walking, it was so horrible, and the movie got so bad. Actually, the movie was 2 hours and 40 minutes. I can only watch about 30. After 30, I couldn't watch it. Now, here's where the interesting thing comes in. If 86% of the critics, I think, around on the, in general, on the Rotten Tomatoes site, which I talk about, gave it a high rating. I had to look at something. I'm thinking, did they see the same movie I saw? Now, these are two critics. I know there were more that I've heard of, but I haven't heard of them. Neil Gabler, who used to be a critic, is now a liberal commentator, admitted he had a need to recommend the movie strictly because the fundamentalists opposed it. Now, Michael Medved, the famous critic, used to co-host with a pathetic Jeffrey Lyons. I mean, that was an insult to Michael. That's like putting a the Beatles along with the New Monkees. This is a story Michael told. Off the air, Jeffrey Lyons said, "Michael, I admit this is a poorly produced movie, but let's call it good just to fight these fundamentalists." Medved refused. So many critics made it clear that they would they felt they had to be dishonest rather than just tell the truth just to fight a cause. I mean, that's unprofessional, too. They shouldn't be critics, then. I mean, having said that, I really believe there was a lot of bigotry. Anti-Christian bigotry about The Passion of the Christ. Especially, you have to know who it's coming from, too, about the ADL. This is because these are two relevant points. One about their hypocrisy and one about their bigotry. This is the same organization that when a movie called Munich came out, they said that clearly was a moral equivalence film and stated there was no difference between Israeli counter-terrorists and terrorists. They said, "I am not condemning it, it's just a movie." Guys, you didn't say that about The Passion of the Christ. Also, Abe Foxman stated publicly that evangelical Christians are a bigger threat to Jews. This was a few years ago at that time than Islamo fascists who want to kill them. By the way, if there's a better friend to the Jewish community than John Hagee, who, tell me who. In closing, please, if you have not seen The Passion of Christ, please go put it at the top of your Netflix. You'll wait a while, but you'll thank me for it. Christian or non-Christian, but here is something I really advise you. Do not let your kids under 13 see it. Because it really should have been rated NC-17, but appropriately it was gory. About The Last Temptation of Christ, don't even be curious. You can be curious about it. Please do not even watch it. And stop the religious bigotry. Stop crying wolf. And just be professional and honest. This is my guest signing off.